Como ese juego de un grupo.
Yeah? Oh, good. A lot of pizza.
No, the pizza was from the night before.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Good for him. Good for him. Well, that was a nice thing.
Well, tonight I'll make sure we have the sandwich work.
Oh, you're wonderful.
He's not spending all of his money on food.
Yes, it's because having to eat out all the time. This is just one of the things that really didn't do Shana any good. But she got into the habit of doing that. She really enjoyed it. But you can't live like that.
When I work,
single people who are very successful.
Once a week, everybody in the office.
You went out and ate.
And
I can't sustain that one either.
It was at a cafeteria. We had a cafeteria.
Yeah.
So it was really actually kind of cheap.
Right.
So that's what happened.
Back when there was
cheap everybody would. They would call them for people. What do you have to say?
Yeah.
And they'd tell them, because they had specials. And so they'd say, okay, this is a special for today, because the specials were always cheap.
Yeah.
So whoever wanted a special would put their order in, and somebody would go and pick it up and bring it back. And
yeah.
Well, maybe 4 months. What's that
then? What is that? The cafeteria here is like $4.50 for a normal day. Yeah, see, and this is, everybody says this is just kind of prefab.
Yeah.
You need to send Sam. Make sure he goes, or at least make sure you remind him that he needs to go and talk to Sodexo again and say, okay, so how's it going?
Are you waiting for me?
I'm waiting for my interview. I'll be 18, Sunday. Let's do it. Should we at least try to contact Kale and... Oh, we already sent him stuff, didn't we?
Yeah,
a bunch of cookies and...
It had a cat in it, some cookies.
Yeah?
It's got a birthday card in there with $50 in it.
Wow.
So he's very nice.
Yeah.
And...
I know Grammy's doing it, that for him, too.
And Sam... got me some music.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for the whole thing.
Oh. Yes.
A flash drive thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it's
about. Oh, good. Look at this.
Okay.
Well, Sam's pass for wisdom teeth is coming to an end. He needs to get back on the wagon. I stayed off of his back for a while. But now I've got to poke a little. So you got to do something, Sam. Get a job. Go in the military. Job Corps. I don't care. Let's just do, but you got to do something. You're sitting here. You're not doing anything. Got to get to it, buddy. Men can't sit idle. It's poison to us. So as girls, I don't really consider it idleness, but, there's a lot of things to be done. That's their main function, is doing a lot, all those other things, that are really important for life, but don't require having a job. But guys, it's like, no. Yours is very easy. It's very simple to understand, but you've got to do it. Christ speaks of this sometimes, about that the biggest problem is the simpleness of the way. It says, but you've got to take it. You've got to be working it. It's very simple. I go to work every day. I do the work I need to do. I go home. Right. But he needs to get it done. Tell you what, I'll call him today if I remember it. But don't feel like you have to hold back, Lee. You can get involved here. you can mention it. But I need to. And yeah, it's like, Sam, you've had a whole week to sit there and sit there. Sanctioned sitting there, which is bad. It says, you need to get up off your desk, you need to be doing stuff. Because in going to the library, it's not a substitute. Unless you're putting out job applications. And I said, I'm getting a little tired of you just choosing one thing and then saying, oh, I'm done. It says you're never going to succeed if that's what you do. It says you put out your feelers all over the place. And whatever comes, that's what you take.
Yeah, and I can remember that you were encouraging.
Oh, I don't know if it's encouraging. I'm twisting his arm. Oh, no, I'm not encouraging you. I'm not pushing him. Oh, she would have been perfectly happy for him to go to the hill for Andrew Obama. And you go, same effect. I think she's nuts. Because she is so much into the idea of the person in office. And you go, chances are he's going to serve out his eight. He's going to be about as effective as any other president is, which is barely. And you go, you can't play that game. That's the game of little people. Come on. Come on, Linda. You're bigger than that. You've been around this block more than I have. You should know how this works.
Well,
I said, I don't know why you're upset. The march to socialism goes on pretty much unabated.
She was saying that.
You guys are going to win. And then you're all going to die. Sorry, go ahead. And we're going to die with you. Because you're going to suck us into your evil. Thank you. I'm sorry. She was saying that. I apologize.
She said,
do time too.
But
he's not doing anything. Don't pay for college.
They'll give him the they'll give him things to do. He won't just be sitting there, you know, alone. I think he'll be able to have lots of benefits after. Going for 2 years, and going to wish for 2 years, which will give him a lot of
Michael Afghanistan.
A lot of the brethren that have been serving the war, and they were on the front line. I said, but
yeah, we all applaud them.
As long as they were right, God protected them.
That's right. I said, so I don't have I have an intrinsic problem. I'm not going to make a choice for him. I'm not going to push him. But I'm going to keep saying, that's still an opportunity if you can't find anything better. And if you're not finding anything better, I will put a little more, I will keep bringing it up. And if he does, it's just because, well, Dad just kept bugging me and bugging me and bugging me until I went. And you go, I'm glad you chose finally to do something. That was what I was upset about, was the lack of doing anything.
I think that's kind of why Caleb, the dog call, gets off his back, not because he wants.
And you go, good. Good. Maybe you'll be around people, and you'll look around and look at yourself and go, you know what? I'm the real shrub around here. Even these guys I don't think much of, they got more initiative and drive than I do. And you go, you know what? That's a good thing to learn. The sooner you learn that, and the sooner that you figure out that you've got to do something, you can't constantly be sitting back and letting other people take care of your life. Better off groupings. I don't know where you guys got these crazy ideas from. It may have been from me. Who knows? I'm sure you're just stunned now. How come Dad's getting all weird about this stuff now? I thought I was a little weird about it. I wanted a better life for my kids, but frankly, what I've decided is it's necessary. I thought it was just circumstantial. Now I know it's necessary. Life needs to be challenging. It needs to stretch you and pull you. The whole attitude of, I went and worked myself to the bone to send you to college so you wouldn't have to work and strive and send yourself to the bone. And you go, that was a mistake. I said, all the pushing, shoving, and stuff that you had to do to make these things happen, that formed you.
Actually, you know what?
That created the person that you are.
My mom went to work.
Yeah.
But in a way, it was a blessing. Because when my dad said, we need to go, oh, my God.
You did?
Yeah. Because once I finished college, she decided to change her doing it. And then one stop.
Yeah. Nice little in their thing. It was nice for her because it was her money. I don't get any impression that your dad was really very sharing, you know. He had money in little boxes, right? This was his money. This was family money.
Well,
this was household management money.
Well, when I was growing up, she gave him an allowance.
Yeah.
But that was money was gross.
Okay.
It wasn't so much later.
I think it changed later, though.
Much later.
Okay.
He decided to have an affair.
Yeah.
Which is taken about one of them affair. And he got his own credit card. He did quote unquote service.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then we're going to put some more concrete. Yeah. I'm putting down ducks. As this.
Well, put
yeah, that's good. Yeah, so it might just end up being stone. Let them all. That's important.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, that's when they took it from my mom. He said,
I'm going to give you what I feel like you need.
Yeah.
Throwing the household.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's mine.
And then finally went from there to, you need to get a job. You can buy your own thing.
It's like, oh. Yeah, see, that's bad. That is, I would consider that a dereliction of duty.
Yeah,
it isn't her job to do this, it's your job to do this.
Yeah.
And I know the kids are gone, I know all that. He's not raising grandbabies anymore, which you shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Well, maybe it's
that's right. Stephanie was one thing. The other kids, no. Other sisters took advantage of the fact that they were already taking care of a grandchild anyway. So they said, here, take care of them too. When all that happened. Sure. I'm always amazed by that. My parents were done raising kids in their early 40s.
What?
I'm in my early 50s, and I'm just barely getting out of it.
My parents got married when they were 21.
Yeah.
Laura was 21, and she
had 50. Right. So
it's 22. And Stephanie was almost 8 years old when Laura died.
Right. They were 50.
Yeah.
But they weren't raising an infant.
No. To be honest, he only raised her for like 10 more years because she went out until 30 and so she wasn't.
Well, that's choices.
So...
They may it right, they may it right, so I don't have a problem.
60, she was gone.
Yeah.
I discovered I'm more classy when I walk the field.
Oh. Is that good?
Yeah.
What?
Your stride is longer than mine. That's
that is true. Look at that. Sorry.
It's like I'm speed walking. Just to keep up with me.
I thought I was going to hold back for you.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, Sam asked her. Gotta find something. This has gone way too long. Although I'm kinda glad that he didn't try to get his wisdom teeth out while he was trying to work. That really causes problems.
Yeah.
So it's just as well. But now it's like, okay man, all of the circumstantial stuff is done. You need to get a job. And the more obnoxious it is, the better. Not that I think you should go out and do that. But it's absolutely necessary to help bring your life into focus. And you can say, I don't want to work like a slave like this. And you go, okay. Then you need to figure out what you're going to do. That's right. And go for it. Well, I don't know. I hope Jerry gets his custodian job.
Yeah, but that's what all these things out.
Yeah, I know. He was putting feelers out there, but... I'm also glad he wasn't looking for jobs beyond him, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Custodian job is fine. Of course, I know that there might be some competition for that one. So it's like, oh, you'll love the benefits. I said, they're amazing. It says, you'll have leave out the wazoo. I said, I've got weeks and weeks and weeks of leave now. But I'll never get around to use it. Says, but I'm gonna. Now that I've got adult children, I can can take care of themselves. When I get a few days off, Lisa and I are going to go do stuff. There's been a change to the benefits.
Yeah.
It used to be in the past that it said you could only take one class up to a maximum of 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Now it's just 6 hours, which means you can take 2 3-hour classes.
Yeah, when? The class starts.
Apparently, as far as I know, it's already has.
Okay.
Now you can proceed a little faster, maybe.
Okay.
You can take a 2-hour class in the lab, and another 2-hour class. Oh, they don't have a whole lot of those, honestly. It's Justin! Oh, they just up anyway. No problem. Oh, gosh, it's a pickup. It's a classic. Well, you know how old that sucker is? That's a 70s car. It's still running, which is all you ever needed from a car. It's just going to keep running. Oh, anyway, whoa. Oh, Jeff was coming late. He's usually already there. Or how late is it?
Jim, no.
It's early. What do you want to do? Walk a little further together? You plan on doing two rounds?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go a little bit further. Got to figure out when it's fine still. Oh, my. Yeah. That's why once you get out of school over with, because frankly, it's starting to screw up our vacation opportunities. Look, you're thinking about doing a summer class online that you were going to take on the one vacation I finally planned. It's like, why bother? Why not just turn it back in and we'll plan for another one, which is not working? Good. Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be selfish about this, but... Okay. I mean, I can always turn it off and just say, I'm not taking that one. It's like every other investment, but like every other investment, the foolish thing is, don't just let it sit there. It's made to be used, especially when you start losing it. It's like, oh, that's dumb. Never, ever lose leave time. I'm sorry, I consider that the height of silliness. So take your darn leave. That's why they give it to you. So your head doesn't explode. One of the more positive things about this whole arrangement, make sure you take advantage of it. Don't use it sitting in doctor's offices. Sheesh. You gotta be kidding me. But don't do anything crazy. I'm not gonna go backpacking. You know.
Especially when.
Yeah. I'm playing the whole herb game with gout. It says, and that's, you know, that's kind of courting fate. However, So yeah, I'm not going to do anything real strenuous that involves a joint.
By blocking
you. That's reasonably safe. You occasionally hear about somebody dying or getting horribly maimed through walking on a college campus, but I haven't heard it very often. Like that thing I was looking at last night. You know, the John Stossel thing, where people are going and doing crazy things and having to be pulled off, plucked off a mountain at great expense, and everybody's saying, our tax money pays for this, and you go, I'm pretty tired of my tax money going so high, taking care of stupid people that won't control themselves. Because usually, it says, in the past, which I totally approved of, those kind of daredevils, if they decide to do something crazy and go up into a mountain and nearly get themselves killed, if luck went against them, guess what happened? They died. Yeah, it's a great idea. You're beautiful and wonderful. And smart and Lisa. I'm just grateful to be here.
Yeah.
I just look like a smarter person for being married to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt bad when you got home and didn't work hard and they were having problems.
Oh, piss pots. Lisa, have I ever given you any grief about taking days off?
No.
See? I don't know why you give yourself so much grief about it. Not for me. Why? Now, if it starts becoming a trend and it's a couple of weeks and you haven't done anything for weeks, then maybe we have to have a talk and say, Lisa, I don't know if this is going to work out. We really need to reorder things. Something. That would be wonderful because I really appreciate that part of you. You just don't know how much. So, anyway. I'm getting hot.
I know.
I need to open my thing. Yeah. I want to make everybody. No one's jealous. I don't want everybody to be jealous. That's that. Oh, I'll do one more thing.
Yeah?
Okay. I love you too. I do.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, I'll see you tonight. Is there anything interesting you want to do this weekend? I guess there's not a ton we can do because Sam might be taking the van off in the evening. Josh and I have to work. No. If we want to, we'll just put some money in the other account for them. I don't need to go to an activity to get the money out of me. Think of that. Okay, I love you. I'm sorry, I really am a homebody bump on a log. I think you could have RQ though. Not as much as me though. See ya. You too, bye. I better go in there.